Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Joe, we had Brad Gaines on yesterday, and talking about the Chucky Mullins thing, it's not exactly 20 years to the date because it happened, I believe, October 28th. Mm-hmm. But whenever Ole Miss comes in, I know, you know, you were working at Channel 4 at the time. I was at Channel 5. It's something you really never forget because it was a story that even though we weren't at the game, we both know Brad really well.
Yeah.
And dealt with this story, especially from his side.
To feel and all the things that Brad went through, feeling in some ways responsible, you know, even though he absolutely did nothing, wrong. It was just one of those things. But I know early on that was a big, big problem for him, that he felt that way and had to try to continue to play even after something like that. And then to see everything develop at Ole Miss that developed around Chucky, and then after he passed away, the spirit that followed that, the scholarships, all the things for him to be remembered, it's been a pretty special event. It's one of the classic. I guess there's a silver lining in pretty much everything. And as tragic as that was, so many good things have come out to follow that I think Chucky will always be remembered very positively and has made a positive impact on not only on Ole Miss but on the SEC.
And even 20 years after, Brad, broke down and cried during the interview.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah, it is. I can't imagine it. It's how you deal with something like that, being involved in something that closely. Covering those kind of things was always tough enough, and I was always at least, and I'm sure you were too, Mark, kind of reluctant to really get close to anybody that was involved in anything we covered, because what would you do if something happened to them?
Yep.
That was always a big fear for me covering NASCAR. You don't want to really become really close friends with some of those guys because of the nature of that business, and how do you deal with that if there is a tragedy? So I guess you always kind of tried to stay at arm's length as much as you could.
Joe, as far as this year's matchup, this is always a game I look forward to on the schedule for Vanderbilt, because you never know exactly what you're going to get when Vandy and Ole Miss play. Commodores have won the last two, but always some crazy stuff, as we talked about this week.
Well, and the last 10 years, the margin of victory, average margin of victory, 6 points. It's been that kind of, and some of them have been the shootouts with Eli Manning and, 45-38, and some of them have been the defensive battles that you win on the final play of a game or whatever. You look at the comparative stats of these two teams, very similar in a lot of ways. Offensively, 2 yards of total offense difference between the two. Defensively, about 15 or 20 yards of total defense between the two. Both up in the turnover margin, which is going to be a big part of this game and certainly was the key last year. Vanderbilt was 6 turnovers, 4 interceptions that they got on Ole Miss, and that was the difference in the game. These are two of the best defenses in the country on third down. Both are giving up below 25% success rate on third down. So there's all kinds of things that come into play in this one. And I think it's probably going to be as simple as whoever makes the fewest mistakes is probably going to have the best chance to win. Injuries certainly are going to play a factor in this one. I know Ole Miss has had some guys that they've had an eye on. Greg Hardy's been in and out of practice this week, their big defensive end. They certainly hope he can play, but he is a factor when he's on the field with his size and his speed. And, of course, Vanderbilt facing the injury bug they faced. Zach Stacy not playing. It looks like Sean Richardson might actually get to play some on Saturday, which would be a nice bonus. Looks like Jamie Graham's going to play, which would be a nice bonus. Missing John Cole at receiver, so there's a lot of little – I talked to Ted Kane some yesterday about how do you put all this together, and he said you just – guys have to step up. Young guys have to step up, and that's all there is to it.
And, Joe, that's pretty remarkable that Richardson's able to go only a few days after having surgery for that thumb injury.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have it well wrapped up. And, I guess the concern would be how well can he grasp somebody to make a tackle? And if a ball is thrown his way, can he possibly catch it? But he brings something back there. He's got a great knowledge of the defense already. He's a very physical player. So if he can give them some quality plays, I think that'd be a big plus.
And I think, Joe, you would agree the key to this game, if Larry Smith can have a little bit of success through the air to allow Vanderbilt to at least be somewhat balanced on offense.
Well, I'd like to see them be able to stay on the field some and have some sustained drives. Vanderbilt is last in the league in time of possession. Now, Ole Miss is 11th. Both of these teams are used to having defenses on the field for a longer period of time. So if one of these offenses can get into a bit of a rhythm, control the clock a little bit more, and as you said, if Larry can have some success on some sustained drives, I think that'd be a big plus.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Joe.
Look forward to it. See you tomorrow.